You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now,
you've got issues,
and your boys in the morning have answers.
All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Please explain the ways that people can reach out, Mr. Jer.
Yeah, man, you can find us on our station website, mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link, and then we're over there on that Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I'd like to see those numbers go up today, so follow along, right?
Yeah. And you know what? You really should be following us on the FB. Jeremy posts so much good stuff there every day.
There's a lot of fresh content, Dom.
Fresh. A lot of fresh.
Fresh.
So this note comes from Savannah, and this has to do with, it's a relationship issue. And I'm wondering how many of our listeners are going to be able to relate to this. Savannah says, "Hi, boys. I have a problem with my partner, and I need to know what the etiquette is. She calls me Sweet Pea.
Sweet Pea.
And I really don't like it. I even told her once that it wasn't the most flattering pet name, and if she thought of something else, I'd really appreciate it. But she told me it was the name that just spoke to her when she thought of me, and I was being overly sensitive. She's from the South and says it's a very sweet term of endearment there, and especially since my name is Savannah, I should embrace it." See, Savannah is a Southern town. She writes, "My question for you and your listeners is, can you reject a pet name that someone uses for you? I don't want to mess up the vibe between us, but I just don't like Sweet Pea. Thank you for talking about this. I really love your show and love my boys in the morning."
Oh, kisses to you, Sweet Pea.
No, don't call her that.
Oh, sorry.
First of all, what does your wife call you?
We don't have a nickname for me. Just Jer, babe, hun. Huh. For the longest time, I've talked about this before, I called her Junk because she's got a great butt.
She's past tense? You don't like call it that anymore?
Every now and then it comes out, but when we were first dating, as in Junk in the Trunk, her nickname was Junk. So
my recommendation for you, I'm not going to tell you how to run your life or your relationship, but if you used to call her that because you said her butt looked great, I wouldn't stop calling her that. Do you see
what
I'm
saying? It just doesn't come out as much anymore.
I'm just saying, she's going to
wonder.
No,
I'd still use it.
Does he not appreciate my derriere as much as he used to?
Oh, she knows, Dom. So Junk.
Okay.
Which I think is a little more harsh than Sweet Pea. How about you? Do you have one for your
Gretchen
whiff?
Calls me Pharaoh.
What do you call her?
We don't have...
Nothing, huh?
I guess we don't really have names.
All right.
Does that, like, is that... Should people feel sad for us that we don't?
No, I mean, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. I posted this on my Facebook this morning asking people what their pet names were for each other. I mean, there's a ton of them. A lot of them came in, and a lot of them are, like, I have to maybe delete a few of these.
Yeah, I understand.
But, I mean, a lot worse than Sweet Pea, again, on Facebook.
Yeah,
so,
and you know, we can't explain why something would sit poorly with
someone. She hates it.
She doesn't like it, and her partner says, "I'm sorry, I'm from the South. That is a term of endearment, and that is what I think of when I think of you."
Right.
You can't, like, there's the old Seinfeld episode, right, where George was trying to pick his own nickname, and they determined on the show that you're not allowed to pick your own nickname.
Right.
You can't do it.
So Sweet Pea is a plant. I'm looking. I didn't know if
definition.
It was like a pie or something, but no, it's a sweet pea as a plant.
And then there was a sweet pea in the old Popeye cartoons, right? Didn't Olive Oil walk around with Sweet Pea, the little baby? Who was that baby?
Sounds
by the way?
Familiar.
Did we ever find out who that baby belongs to?
I don't know.
Is that Popeye's child? I don't think so.
I don't know, man.
I got to investigate that now.
So I guess what can she do? Can she get in her kitchen and say, "Just stop. You've got to stop calling me this."
She says, "My question for you and your listeners is, can you reject a pet name that someone uses for you?" She doesn't want to mess up the vibe.
I would think so.
Can you reject a pet name?
I
or
would
is
think.
It, are you just stuck with it?
Just say, this makes me feel uncomfortable. Don't do that
She's
anymore.
Already said that.
And her partner's still doing it?
And her partner says, I'm sorry, this is what I think of. You got to
break up. It's time to break up then.
So now you break up.
Now you break up. Yep, done. One call says it all. Move on with your life.
All right, Savannah, thanks for writing in. You must break up with your partner.
Now let's lighten it up. Let's get some people on the phone and get some opinions. What should she do about this?
Opinions, and we want to know what your term of endearment is, as long as we can say it on the radio. And you know what is acceptable and what is not.
The one I had to block on Facebook, the first part of it was pumpkin, and then the last part you can't say. Referring to a part of the body. Pumpkin. And I wrote back, are they orange? Like, why is he calling you that? Think about it, Don.
I don't have to.
Are you confused as to what part?
Well, I was until you gave the last clue.
Are they orange?
Yeah, right.
And is he calling you pumpkin out in public? That's a weird one.
Now, would pumpkin butt be acceptable?
Because pumpkin butt's cute.
Pumpkin butt.
Hey, pumpkin butt.
Because pumpkins are round and shapely.
Yeah, yes. It's like a booty.
Of course, they also have like weird ridges in them, so that might not look good. They're not smooth. Here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. The question for Savannah is, can you reject a pet name? Savannah hates the pet name Sweet Pea. She wants to know, can you reject that without messing up your relationship? We have a ton of messages that are coming in about this, but let's start with a call. And I'm going to go to Stacy first. Hi, Stacy. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks so much. Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Stacy.
Hello, Stacy. To Stacy and your mom. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. What do you think about this pet name thing?
Well, I've been married for 26 years, and we have a pet name. I'm Sugar. He's Honey. It's very basic. But when we were dating, he had a terrible habit of nicknaming me whatever we happen to be doing, like, well, you're my whatever, and I hated it. So the best way I could find to get have him stop doing that was I made up a nickname for him that I knew he would hate. And then he was like, oh, I don't like that. I'm like, oh, too bad, you know. And then finally it was like, look, I'll drop your nickname if you drop mine, okay? And so he finally realized, like, oh, okay, I get it. You don't like it, you know. And
can
so,
you say on the air what the nickname was that you gave him? Is it inappropriate?
I'll modify it. Really baggy sweatpants, and I called them blank pants.
Blank pants. Oh, did it start with a D?
No, starts with a SH.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Good.
Okay. I mean, who's going to like that? Hey, pants.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, see, I kind of like that, though.
And he's like, I hate that. I'm like, oh, I think it's cute. Uh-huh. I get it. Okay, I get it. But also, just note to the Savannah, kind of a red flag if a guy says, you know, you're too sensitive. Just side note there. He needs to take your feelings into consideration.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm glad you called us, Stacy. I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a great day, okay?
I will. Thanks so much.
Thanks for the laugh.
Thanks for listening. Yeah, you know, and there's two along that line. Besides calling the other person a name they don't like, mm-hmm. Olivia wrote in and said, I would tell Savannah that if her partner won't stop calling her that, then Savannah needs to just stop responding to it. Just ignore her partner until she gets the message.
Okay.
So the answer in these relationships is you either call them some foul name or you ignore them. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, essentially.
And Stacy also mentioned Sugar. Listen to this. I once had a boyfriend who insisted on calling me Sugar, and it just seemed so smarmy and gross that I was borderline aggressive in telling him to cut it out. And he did. And then she goes, didn't matter. We broke up a month later anyway. That's from Dawn.
Didn't matter.
Didn't matter. They only dated him another month. And Lindsay wrote in and said, I've never had a pet name. And now I feel like I'm missing out. Just like whether or not you can ask them to stop calling you something, can you request that they do call you a pet name?
I would think so.
I'm going to say no.
Like, find something about me and start calling me that.
I'm going to have to disagree. I go with the old thing with George and T-Bone. You cannot pick your own nickname, nor can you pick your own pet name.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Different strokes for... I'll give you a few rolling in on Facebook that are the actual nicknames. Michelle wrote in and said, my nickname is Chow. When my cousin was little, he couldn't pronounce Michelle and would call me Chow. My husband ran with it, so she's Chow.
All right.
Jeffrey said, here's a silly story. This was spray painted on the sidewalk near work, and he sent me a picture, and the photo said poop on the ground. He said, now my partner calls me Pooper. So he's Pooper now. That's his pet name. Eric said she calls me Cake because I'm a beefcake. Ryan says my wife calls me Spoon because I dropped a big spoon on my baby toe and actually broke it when we were dating. So he is Spoon. And then Julie rounds everything out here, and she says my nickname is What's for Dinner.